Coach, tough 61-48 loss tonight at the hands of the Colorado Rockets. Showed some signs tonight. Just opening comment.
Yeah, obviously we knew we'd have to play really, really well to be in a game against a good, experienced veteran team. Coming off of a tough loss on Wednesday, I thought our kids hit the floor really, really well in that first quarter.
Brad Osborne gets into foul trouble. Talk about how some other people stepped up. It seemed like he kind of struggled to score the ball, but people in roles are not used to.
Yeah, I think there's you got to look at it more as an opportunity. And we had some kids that stepped up and filled some good minutes and did some things well for us. Obviously, we got to look at the film and figure out where some things went wrong and what we need to get better at. But certainly, I was proud of a bunch of kids that that did some really good things for us.
Bobby Tasma had a really monster first quarter, was in double figures after one. Talk about what kind of a role he's molding himself into and you know what we can expect to see from him later in the year.
Yeah, obviously he's a very talented offensive player, and when he makes shots, he's a nightmare to guard. You know, still we have to get him to be more active and aggressive towards the basket, and if we can keep him from just being a standstill shooter, then he's that much harder to defend.
All right, and lastly, it seems like they turned you guys over a lot. Just talk about their press and how great it was, and how much you kind of want to see that some of that in your own team.
Well, if you look at the type of athlete they have versus the type of athlete we have, you watch that West Catholic game, and you can see what happens if you try to press a team like Kellogg'sville. They gave up 89 points, so I think giving up 61 points and playing the way we did was a pretty good deal. There was a stretch there. I think we get a little enamored with about a 3-minute stretch where we turned it over half a dozen times. Because of their pressure. The other turnovers weren't necessarily as part of their press. Those other turnovers were trying to push the ball, trying to get out, sloppiness in the backcourt. That wasn't a press, but after a rebound, you can't turn the ball over 31 times against a bad team and think you're going to have a chance to win, much less against a really good team.
And lastly, a tough 0-3 start. What's the message going into Reese Puffer on Tuesday?
I think you got to look at the things we're doing well and figure out how to do more of those things and figure out why we're doing some of the things that we're doing poorly and get those things adjusted and changed in practice. And I think that we still have all the tools and pieces. If we are sitting here 3-0 or 0-3, I don't know that the potential for this group is any different. I think the outside world sees one thing, the guys in the locker room know where we're at and still believe how good we can be.
All right, thank you, Coach.